Unfortunately, relapse, which is defined as slipping back to an earlier stage of change, is the rule rather than the exception. Smokers average 7 quit attempts before quitting for good. The good news is that only a small percentage of relapsers slip all the way back to pre-contemplation. Most of the time, they slip back to contemplation or preparation or move right back to action. So we need to think of slips as learning opportunities, not failures. What happened? What can we do differently next time? These are important issues to address with a client who has relapsed. It is sometimes helpful to tell people that they're not the same person they were before their quit attempt. They've changed because of their experiences and what they've learned about themselves along the way.